Hey everyone, it's Taylor Reed here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's ups and downs with a little stoic wisdom thrown in for good measure. Ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack full of grudges? You know, the kind that weigh you down, make your shoulders tense, and drain your energy faster than a Netflix binge session? Yeah, we've all been there. Holding on to anger and resentment is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It hurts us way more than them. Today, we're diving into the power of forgiveness, not because it makes the other person look good, they probably don't deserve it anyway, but because it frees us from emotional shackles. Ready to ditch those heavy backpacks and feel lighter? Let's unpack 5 key takeaways that can help you practice forgiveness and truly let go. First up, understand that forgiveness isn't about condoning someone's actions. It's not saying what they did was okay, it's simply acknowledging that holding on to anger is only hurting you. Think of it like this. Imagine a splinter in your finger, would you keep stabbing at it trying to make it go away? No way. You pull it out, clean the wound, and move on. Forgiveness is similar, you pull out the anger, acknowledge the pain, and choose to heal instead of dwelling on the hurt. Number 2. Forgiveness isn't a one-time event. It's a process, often a messy one, that takes time and conscious effort. Some days will be easier than others, it's okay if you have setbacks along the way. Just remember to keep showing up for yourself, keep practicing, and eventually the grip of anger will loosen. Think of it like learning to play guitar, you don't become a rock star overnight. Third, forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting. You can forgive someone without condoning their actions or pretending they didn't happen. It's about acknowledging what happened, allowing yourself to heal from the hurt, and choosing not to let it define your future. Think of it like writing a painful experience down in a journal, acknowledging it helps process the pain, but you don't need to keep rereading it every day. Now, number 4. Forgiveness is ultimately about freeing yourself. It's about recognizing that holding on to anger and resentment only keeps you trapped in a cycle of negativity. Letting go allows you to move forward, build healthier relationships, and create a more positive life for yourself. Think of it like this, imagine being stuck on a roller coaster that's going nowhere but up. Forgiveness is the ticket out of that ride and into the open air where you can breathe freely again. And finally, number 5. Remember that forgiveness isn't always about them, it's often more about us. It's about choosing to live a life filled with peace, joy, and resilience, even in the face of adversity. Think of it like this, when you choose forgiveness, you're essentially saying, I'm not letting your actions steal my happiness. That's a powerful statement. Okay, let's bring it home with a real-world example. Imagine you have a friend who constantly cancels plans on you. You start feeling hurt and resentful, thinking, why is this person always so flaky? You could hold on to that anger, constantly rehashing the times they let you down. But what if, instead, you practice forgiveness? Maybe your friend is going through something difficult, or perhaps they just struggle with time management. Whatever the reason, choosing to forgive doesn't mean condoning their behavior, it means releasing the negativity that's holding you back. You could even use this opportunity for growth by communicating your needs clearly and setting boundaries in a healthy way. Remember, forgiveness isn't about making excuses for others, it's about freeing yourself from the emotional burden of anger and resentment. So, what are the key takeaways? Forgiveness isn't condoning actions, it's healing yourself. It takes time and conscious effort, but the payoff is worth it, freedom from negativity and a lighter heart. Remember to acknowledge your pain, choose to let go, and focus on building a more positive future for yourself. And that's it for today, folks. I hope this episode gave you some valuable tools for practicing forgiveness and letting go. Remember, sharing is caring, so if this resonated with you, share it with a friend who could use a little stoic wisdom in their life. And be sure to leave a review, it helps others find the podcast and join our journey to living more resilient and fulfilling lives. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.